Welcome to Swiss Info, a roundup of the biggest stories from this week in Switzerland, plus the business and cultural highlights.
Hello and thanks for joining us. I'm Jessica Dacey. This week on the programme, we travel to Bethlehem to visit a hospital caring for needy children. Ski resorts look ahead to the season, and we hear a few Swiss Christmas carols.
Bum. Ba, ba, bum.
First, the week's main news. Swiss Muslims and the government sat down for talks this week on how the recent anti-minaret vote has impacted on their community. In November's referendum, Swiss voters backed a ban on building more minarets in Switzerland. Justice Minister Evelyn Widmer-Schlumpf met six representatives of Islamic groups on December 21st. One of them, Hisham Maizar, told SwissInfo.ch what they hoped to achieve.
First of all, we have to discuss the initiative itself, the methods that have been used by the initiants. We have to discuss about the result itself, because we had the saying that the initiative would have no chance to go through or to be accepted.
The Justice Minister told the participants that while the vote made no difference to their freedom to practice their religion, it showed up problems and was a chance for a wider debate. The head of a geothermal energy project in Basel that triggered earth tremors 3 years ago has been acquitted of causing willful criminal damage. Basel City Criminal Court said on December 21st that the director of geothermal explorers, Markus Hering, had acted according to scientific knowledge at the time. The prosecutor had called for an 18-month suspended prison sentence, while the defense pleaded not guilty to charges of causing material damage and flooding. The tremors had been strong enough to cause cracks in buildings. Drilling of a 5-kilometer deep well triggered a tremor of about 3.4 on the Richter scale, which was followed by a series of aftershocks. The well was supposed to have been filled with water to capture underground heat. Basel is one of Switzerland's earthquake hotspots. Much of the town was destroyed in 1356, in the biggest earthquake in Central Europe in recorded history. Swiss Environment Minister Moritz Leuenberger criticized the result of the UN climate conference as insufficient on December 19th. The two-week meeting resulted in a non-binding deal with countries saying they would try again for a new global pact by the end of 2010. The results followed 2 years of international negotiations, a final 2 days of climate diplomacy, and an all-night plenary session. Leuenberger said it was not enough to combat climate change and laid the blame on the summit itself.
L'échec. Ça concerne plutôt la gestion.
The failure lies in the management of the UN sessions, which wanted to do too much to resolve all the world's problems. Poverty, war, justice. There was too much in this package. It was impossible to conclude.
The non-binding deal sets a target of limiting global warming to a maximum 2 degrees Celsius rise over pre-industrial times and holds out the prospect of $100 billion in annual aid for developing nations from 2020. Copenhagen typically also drew heated responses from our readers. Vera Gottlieb of Germany argued,
COP15 turned into FLOP15. The rich nations, as usual, not giving a hoot about the others, continuing to trash everything for their sake. Are these parasitic nations so dumb not to realise that if we peons go under, so will they? As Tutu said in Copenhagen, the rich will go under too. It'll just take them a bit longer.
While Steve Heim from Switzerland concluded,
even if Switzerland reduced their emissions by half, the actual effect would still be tiny since Switzerland makes such a small footprint to start with. The greatest contribution Switzerland can make is symbolic, leading by example. Although the effect might be small, the effort required is proportionately the same, as is the sacrifice.
Swiss ski jumper Simon Amann set a hill record and collected his third World Cup victory on home soil at Engelberg on December 20th. The Olympic double gold winner and 2007 world champion had already won on December 19th and finished second in the next day's race. His 141-metre jump earned him 144.8 points in an event that was reduced to one jump because of weather conditions. Winter was in full force in Switzerland this week, with a good snowfall setting ski resorts up for the season ahead. But the overall outlook is for a tough season for hotels and tour operators, with fewer guests expected and those who come likely to watch their wallets. Despite the promise of more good snow, some companies have cut capacity, and the Swiss franc's strength against the pound and the euro has also pushed up prices. Overnight stays are forecast to fall by 3.7% for the winter season, with demand from foreign tourists down 5.1%. Some in the tourist industry are hoping that holidaymakers will still come, but just cut back on expensive treats like spa treatments and champagne. In a minute, we'll go out and about, but first, some seasonal sounds from this week's featured Swiss artist, Furbaz.
Bum, 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 bum.
De Nadal io se recorda, nos cantavan in corra. E di senza la fiesta gronda, annunziavan senza car. Contati tempi, romplunati zengon. Illo è Nadal. E io vesel mai ramata, coi omona tras la mai. E profond mio cor che batta, chiavi son per tut la plaf. Contati zempi, romplunati zengon.
More winter wonders from them later in the program. Now it's time for Out and About, when Swiss Info journalists report from around Switzerland and beyond. At Christmas time, churchgoers in Switzerland are asked to donate money to the Caritas Baby Hospital in Bethlehem, which cares for needy children. Facing the separation wall, which divides Israeli and Palestinian areas, the hospital treats all children, regardless of background or religion. Morven McLean visited the hospital in the run-up to Christmas and was shown around the wards by Dr. Hayam Mazuka.
We are a pure pediatric hospital. We don't have another sections, just pediatric cases. And we have 82 beds. They are divided in three wards. One of the wards is the premature ward we are now here in. The babies admitted to this ward are babies who are just born or till they reach 28 days old. Most of them are referred to us from other hospitals, or from praxis outside, or they come home deliveries.
So they aren't born here?
They are not born here.
You don't have a neonatal unit? Or
no, we are just a baby hospital. And the home deliveries, they come from home. Sometimes they need oxygen, and they don't come with normal transport. There was no pediatrician beside them to do... The needed things they have to do, and they are just helped by a midwife. Most of the cases we have on this newborn section are like the others in other European countries. They have sepsis, this is infection of the blood, or they come with jaundice if they have high bilirubin levels. What was new here in the hospital, that we get babies with the low temperature. We call it hypothermia.
What causes that? Why are there more babies suffering hypothermia?
You know, because we have cold temperatures in the winter time.
Only in the winter. It's mainly the winter.
It's just in the winter time. And the houses, they are not adapted to these temperatures. And there is no money for heating. So they stay without heating in these temperatures. And the baby, newborns, they don't have fat under the skin. So they get cold temperatures easily. And sometimes if you visit them at home, you don't find proper windows or a proper door.
Insulation isn't good.
Yeah.
In addition to the babies who are admitted, there's also a busy outpatients clinic. Dr. Bishara Nasrallah is in charge there.
Personally, I run the clinic here for the Caritas. And I see most of the, good number of the patients who come daily to the hospital. Actually, the actual turnover here between 70 and 100 patients a day, it depends on the day.
And so what are the most frequent diagnoses?
Depends on the season. In summer, we see mostly gastroenteritis and infectious process, viral problem. In winter, we see just a lot of chest infections and upper respiratory. That's our main work.
In the outpatient's waiting room, space has been made for a Christmas tree. It will be there for several weeks. Christmas at the Caritas Baby Hospital is not just the 25th of December, as Hospital Head of Communications Erwin Schlacher points out.
Like everything in the Holy Land, nothing is just one situation. For example, in the Holy Land, all the different religions live in a very small area. The Catholics, the Protestants have Christmas the 25th of December. The Orthodox have it on the 7th of January. The Armenian Christians have it on the 19th of January. So Christmas lasts nearly a month here. But we mainly celebrate here for our staff the 25th of December and the 7th of January, since there are many Orthodox Christians here. And of course, in the hospital itself, we mark the occasion to say thanks to all our staff by having a Christmas dinner. Then we also have Christmas party for our day nursery children, the children of our staff. Then we also have little Christmas celebrations in the wards, and you see the whole hospital is decorated in a very Christmas style. But on the other hand, life continues, because children are, even at Christmas Day, get sick, and even at Christmas Day there's an emergency. There is a 24/7 emergency staff here on call in our hospital, because Christmas or New Year or Easter, children need help always, and so the hospital is even at Christmas open.
Morven McLean reporting from Bethlehem. And now back to this week's featured Swiss music. Since appearing as a Swiss entry in the Eurovision Song Contest in 1989, Furbaz have gone from strength to strength, their best-selling Masadi Danadal album going gold. The group are currently on tour in Switzerland. We'll play out with Osontka Nogt. More music like this can be found on swissmusic.swissinfo.ch. Thanks for listening. Go to swissinfo.ch to learn more about these stories or to download this program as a podcast. Happy holidays from all of us at Swiss Info. Tune in again next week. I'm Jessica Dacey.
Can care, I mean you still want your news. Carbami, la page a nous ti portas, felivi, regales, novas forzas, stai sii.